Gemara Beya, Beitza, we are actually on the bottom of Chesamad Beis, 8b. We had a whole discussion over here that was brought down about whether you can shecht and cover the blood of a kui. A koi is, or kvi, I'm not sure how to pronounce it even. That's a animal which we're not sure if it's a behema or it's a chaya. Now, if it's a behema, you don't have to cover the blood. When you shecht a behema, the blood does not have to be covered.
Do we not know what the animal is?
Right.
Or we know what the animal is, we just don't know how to classify it.
That I believe the second one. That we know what it is, but we don't know how to classify it. We don't know to classify it as a behema or as a chaya. And therefore, if it is a behema, then we don't have to cover the blood. If it is a chaya, we have to cover the blood. So the whole direction that the Gemara was going on before, previously, was dealing with, are you allowed to trouble yourself to cover blood, you know, on Yontif, and you're not sure. Here the Gemara comes up with another brand new idea why we shouldn't cover the blood of this questionable, we're not sure who it is. And the Gemara says that the reason is because if you're going to cover the blood, people might assume, therefore, that it is a chaya, because you're covering the blood. And if it's a chaya, we know that the fat of the chaya is permitted. The fat of the behemoth is usur. If people will, so we're telling you, don't cover the blood of the kui, because people might think that you're covering the blood because you know that it's a chaya, and they'll eat the parts of the animal which is chaylev, which is not allowed to be eaten really, because maybe it's a behema. You'll assume that it's a chaya, and the fat of the chaya is permissible. If you're going to cover it, that's going to lead people to think that it is really a chaya, and they'll eat the chaylev, so therefore don't cover it. But in that case, the question is, so what's the difference, Yontav or the weekday? Then you shouldn't cover it if you're worried that because you cover the blood, you're going to come to make a mistake and think that it's really a chaya, and you're going to come to eat the fat, which may be a behema, and you're not allowed to. So then never cover the blood of a koi, so that you don't make that mistake, because people might make that mistake. What has it got to do with Yontif? That's the Gemara's question. What does it have to do with Yontif that you're saying don't cover any Yontif? And the Gemara is going to say that during the weekday, people are going to know that even though you're covering it, maybe you're covering it because of a doubt, you're covering it. People are not going to think that it's really permissible to eat the fat just because you're covering, because people can understand, even if we're not sure that it's a chaya, but we're still going to cover it as a chumrah. But on Yontif, since on Yontif you're not allowed to trouble yourself when it's not necessary, and we're seeing that the chachamim allow you to trouble yourself to cover the blood of this koi, that's what people are going to make a mistake. Let's look at the Gemara inside. Rami Brei de Rav Yeva Omar, Rami, the son of Rav Yeva, says, Koi hainu taima deloi mechasino. The reason why we don't cover the blood of the koi, of this animal, is gezeira, because we worry, b'shuma toras chalboi, that you might permit the fat of it. If you cover it, you're going to assume that it's a chaya, and you're going to allow to eat the fat, which, and it may not be allowed because maybe it's a behema. Mishumatoras chelbe, zogt Rashi. Di sharis lichsuye. If you're going to permit to cover, osi lemeimar chayu. People are going to come to say that it's a chayu by allowing it to be covered on Yontev, and people are going to think it's a chayu. Okay, so the Gemara says, so if you're not allowing it to cover the blood on Yontev, because people might assume because you're covering the blood that it's a chaya, they'll eat the chayla. Yochi afilu b'choil nami. So in that case, also on the weekday, you should not be permitted to cover the blood of a koi, because people will see you're covering the blood, they think it's a chaya, and they'll eat the fats of the chaya. And the Gemara says no. First the Gemara gives another answer, then I'll give you the answer I said before. So the Gemara says, B'choil, if it's in the weekday, Amri, what people will say, L'nakir chatzei lehu tzorich, that when he's covering the blood, they're going to say, he's not doing it to fulfill the mitzvah of covering the blood with the sand. There's blood on the floor. On the ground. He doesn't want the blood to be visible, so he covers up the blood in order to clean up his chatzer. So people are not going to say that what he did was in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui. They're not going to say it's a chaya. You see a person dumping sand on the floor, they'll say the reason that he's doing that is in order to clean up his yard. So they're not going to assume that it's a chaya. That's why he's cleaning it up. During the weekday, you could just cover up underneath the dirt. If it's on Yontev, people are going to say, hey, why is he doing this on Yontev? You're not allowed to clean up your yard on Yontev. But he's cleaning it up because it's a mitzvah. It's not cleaning it up. It's a mitzvah kisui dam ba'ofar. So, therefore, on Yontev, there is a bigger worry that people might misconstrue and think that the koi is a chayin so that you can eat the chaylev, because why would you be covering it up? But in the weekday, you're just covering it up. Rashi, b'choil amri, b'choil they would say, l'nakir chaveiru yehu tzorich. So Rashi, b'choil omar amri, they will say, l'nakir chatzei lechulu. Haroye omer, the one who sees him covering up the blood, he will say, loy mipnei sheton kise. It's not because the koi requires covering. Alukadei l'nakir chatzei lechaseyu. He's just covering it to clean, keep his courtyard, to keep it clean, so they're not going to make any mistake, and it's not going to lead to eating the chela. But the Gemara says, okay, that you can say if he poured it in his courtyard and he's covering it, you're going to say, but what happens, shochad ba'ashpa, what happens if he does the shechita in the dump, in the garbage, he doesn't have to clean that up, and then he'll go and cover it, because in the weekday, if he covers it over there, there's no reason, he doesn't have to clean it up, because it's in the dirt, it's in a dump, so why is he putting sand? So Michael, remember, what is there to say? So people will have to know that it's because of trying to cover up the blood. But if you're saying that covering up the blood will lead to the mistake, so they'll lead to a mistake, how could you cover the blood when you shechted in the ashpa? And the assumption is when you shechted in the ashpa, you have to cover the blood if it's the weekday. Only on Yontev we said that we shouldn't cover, but in the on Yontev, but in the weekday, if it doesn't matter where you shechted, you're going to have to cover it. But if you worry that if people are going to say, And if it's in the dump, they're not going to say that he's using it just to cover up. They're going to say that he's covering, he's using it in order to fulfill Kisru Adam, so they'll make the mistake. Or a different, another issue, another, for instance, Bolimolech. What happens if the person comes to Beis Din, he says, I want a Shech Takui. So Beis Din is going to tell him, if it's a weekday, it's not Yontif, we don't have a problem, go ahead and cover it. So that person himself who came to the Beis Din and asked, what do I do? He's going to think that if Beis Din is going to tell him, go cover it, he's going to think that it's a chai, you can eat the chelup. If he's coming to consult us what to do, and we're going to tell him to cover it, because remember, the only time we tell him not to cover it is on Yom Tov. That's what the Brisa said. Everywhere else you cut it, so you have to cut it. But if the issue is that we might mistake in this covering, that this is a chaya, therefore, and therefore you eat the chelup, so what are we going to do? That person who came to ask is going to eat the chelev because he's going to say it's a chayev. Beis Din told me to cover the blood. Rashi, lo garsin tamach, lo garsin. Boli molech ma'ikol meimer. This is the girsa as we have it in our word. Mishu yash loy koi, a person who owns a koi. Boli molech lechachomim, and he comes to the sages to consult with them. Im tzorich lechaseisei, if he needs to cover it, and this is in the weekday, they say that he has to cover it. Because there's no such a thing in the week, because we're only saying on Yom Tov is the issue, but on the weekday, they'll tell him, what are you going to do? Here it's not an issue that other people are going to see. He himself is going to say, well, since Beis Din is telling me not to worry about somebody else, this person himself, because he says, he thinks it's a chayy, the matzah chalik kisui, because the Beis Din, the chachamim are requiring for me to cover it, it must be that it's a chayy. And therefore we come to either chaylo. When it says, elo, look at it. But the Gemara gives now a different answer. B'choil, like I said before, inami misafkele, inami misveka, amrele rabbonon zil trach v'kasi. In the weekday, even if it is questionable whether it's a chaya or a behema, he's not surprised that the rabbis are telling him to cover it, because maybe they're not sure, so they're telling him to cover it. He's not going to conclude that this koi is a chaya just because the chachamim tell him to cover it. They tell him to cover it just to make sure. Maybe it's a chaya. So, but he wouldn't learn to eat the chaylev because the chachamim told him to go cover it in the weekday. But on Yom Tov it's different. If they're not sure, why would Beis Din allow him to go and cover it unless the Beis Din must be sure that it's a chaya? Otherwise, why would they allow him? So therefore, we don't allow it. B'choil, if we're talking about the weekday, ze shehoy ruhu lechasis, the person who was instructed go and cover it, loy machzik le b'chaya, he does not hold and say that this is, oh, it must be a chaya. Badois, it's a definite chaya. The Meimer Omar, because he will say, the person understands, even if the Rabbonin are not sure whether it's a chayer or a behemo, they would still tell you, go trouble. They don't have to be sure that it's a chayer in order to tell me to cover out of a suffix that they cover. But the Yom Tov, but if we're talking about Yom Tov, the person says, imisafke, if the Rabbonin aren't sure if it's a chaya or a behema, mi amri le Rabbonin zil torach v'kosi, will then the rabbis tell him, go and cover if you're not sure. So when the rabbis tell him on Yom Tov to go and cover, he'd take that as the rabbis knowing that this is a chaya. Because if it was only not sure, they wouldn't tell him to go do it on Yontav. You don't want to trouble yourself if you're not sure. Mele in the weekdays that they're telling him to go cover it, he's not going to conclude from that that it means it's a chaya, because maybe it's a suffix and they're still telling you to cover it. But why would they tell me to cover it on Yontav? Must be a chaya. That's why the Chachamim say don't cover it, so as not to cause the mistake of eating the chaylev if you mistakenly would think that this is definitely a chaya, because the rabbis allow you to cover it on Yontav. Okay.
In either case, you have a problem. It's a, if you don't cover it and it's a chaya, then you should have covered it. But if you do cover it, then someone is going to assume it's a chaya. It's not like there's a... doesn't seem like there's a 100% clear answer one way or the other.
Yeah, but this is all, I guess, going into the mind of people. What people will assume. And, you know, the Chachamim determined what they thought the argument was. And they didn't want the person to cover an Anyanta because they felt that Anyanta, if you cover the Koi, people will conclude that it's definitely a Chaya. So don't cover it. But it's okay for them to cover it during the weekday because people are not going to conclude that it's definitely a Chaya because during the weekday you're not a cover. So that's the way the Chachamim estimated it. Continues the Gemara. Tony Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira learned. Loi koi bilvad amru. So, not only a koi alone did the rabbis say not to cover. Why don't they want you to cover the koi? Even though you're not making any alva violation is because they don't want you to trouble. I mean, we're talking about you have ready sand and you have a shakel, you have a ferkira, you have things to cover it with. Still, the rabbi said, don't cover it. Why? Because we don't want you to trouble covering something which is not necessarily mechuyev to be covered. Since a koi is maybe a behema, don't trouble yourself to cover it up. But what happens in a situation where you have a mixture of things that have to be covered, but they're mixed in with items, with blood that don't have to come? Now it's one blood. Are you allowed to trouble yourself? Are you allowed to trouble yourself to cover it up? Because you have a mixture. In other words, some of it definitely has to be covered. So it turns out that when you're troubling yourself, you're troubling yourself for something that needs to be covered because there is a mixture in there that needs to be covered. And the Gemara is going to qualify. The Gemara is going to say, if with one shovel you can cover everything, the whole mixture, so let's say you have blood of a bird, blood of a chaya, blood of a behema. So the bird and the chaya need to be covered, the behema doesn't need to be covered, they're all mixed together, so you don't know. So if with one dig, with one cover, you cover everything, then that wouldn't be a problem. The problem is you need to, so even though some of it definitely has to be covered, but since not, we're not going to allow you to trouble yourself anyway. So that's what this is. It says, Tani Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira learned from Abraisa that loy koi bilvad amru. It's not just about this koi, the suffix that you're not allowed to cover it. The koi may not be a chaya altogether, so you're not allowed to cover it. Loy koi bilvad amru dein mechasin biyontev. Not just the koi. They said that you don't cover a yontev. And over there, it's easier to understand why you don't cover in Yontif, because Yontif dinu shaloi, it is a din, meaning it's by right shaloi yichasu Shema behema hi. Don't cover it because it might be a behema. V'tarach tircha deloi mitzvah, and you are troubling yourself with a tircha which is not a mitzvah, even though you're not doing a melacha b'afilu be'efer akira. Even though it's the ashes of the oven, which is all prepared, you don't have to do anything, it's all ready. Efer kira muchan hu, as the Mishnah said. But still, you're not going to trouble for something you're not sure that you have to trouble yourself. But he adds, alafilu shochad behem chayiv ha'iv. Even if he shechted the behem chayiv ha'iv, v'nisar v'dom hamzeh bozeh. And their blood's mixed in one with the other. It's prohibited to cover it. What's the chiddush? In this case, one of them needs to be covered for sure. There is one that needs kisui for sure. You're still not going to cover. Why? Because you're also troubling yourself for a behema. Because part of the blood over there that is mixed in is also behema. So you're troubling for a behema. So you're not a lot of trouble in Yontif. Even though there's badai, one that needs kisui, but you're still troubling yourself also that maybe you can't do. So he qualifies this right away, as he says. Well, this is only talking about if you have to work extra to cover all the blood. But what happens if with one shovel, with one cover, you cover all the bloods, so you're not really working anymore for the suffix, right? It's the same, it's one shot deal, so you're covering everything. So what's the problem? That's why he qualifies it. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Yasin Ni'o. So Rabbi Yosi bar Yasin says, Lo Yishonu, this has not been learned. That it is prohibited. We don't say this halacha that is prohibited. Only if he's not able to cover it with one shovel. If with one shovel he can cover it, then it's mutter, then it's permissible. Why? Because he's not troubling himself anymore. It's just one same shovel. So who cares that he's also covering up the thing which is not? Well, this seems to be so obvious that the Gemara asks Pshita. So this is so obvious that you should be allowed to, because you're not really the same shovel that you're covering the blood, you're covering something else. Why shouldn't you be? Pshita dolei torach b'shvil behema midi, because he's not troubling himself at all for the behema. So why would you not be allowed to do that? So the Gemara answers, Ma'u de Temo. Because you might think that Nigzer Dikira Achas Otoshtei Dikiris. That we should worry, we're not going to allow you to do one. Because once you start covering, you'll need more sand, you're going to go a second one. So he's saying to you, no, Kamash Malon. If it's one, you can do one. We're not going to worry you, am I going to do extra for the extra ones? So, but the reason he has to tell you this halacha is because there could be an idea to say, no, no, don't cover it at all, because once you start covering, you might cover it more. And therefore, Kamashwa, Rabbi Yosi bar Yasni'o, says, no, it's okay if you only need one, and we're not going to worry about that you're going to go ahead and bring others. Now we have another discussion over here. What happens if you shechted the bird from before Yom Tov? And technically you could have covered it before Yom Tov. Are you allowed to cover it on Yom Tov? You left it for Yom Tov and you didn't cover it. Can you cover it on Yom Tov? So, we have two opinions over here. One opinion says, "Ein mechasin eisim b'yontiv." He says you're not allowed to cover in yontiv. We'll see this opinion. And the reason we're not, because there's no reason for you to cover in yontiv. It's not like you're not going to have what to eat. Even if you don't cover the blood, you can still eat that bird. So he shech the bird before Yontif. And whether he covers it or not, he can still eat it, so it's not going to stop him from Simchas Yontif. So even though you had an opportunity to do it before Yontif, but because you had the opportunity to do it before Yontif, you're not going to do it on Yontif. And it's not going to say, Rashi, Eim Chas Noisu B'Yontif, Dohoyu Loi L'Chas Seis M'Beid Yod, because you should have covered up from the daytime when you shechted it. What is he going to eat? Mishum Amnui, Mishum Simchas Yontif Leko. It doesn't apply here that he's not going to be able to have anything to eat for Yontif. The Mishum de Loi Miskasi Dam Loi Mitzar Tzipper. The Tzipper does not become Asur just because you didn't cover the blood. Lemitzer tzipper b'achila. The tzipper does not become prohibited to be eaten just because you have not covered the blood. So you should have done it yesterday, and you're not gonna suffer not eating it today. So then, don't cover. Okay.
So can you take that principle? Even if you shechted it on Yontif, you could still eat it. So maybe you should say you don't have to.
Yeah, but part of doing it in the normal way, when I couldn't do it before, the Chachamim will allow, under the circumstances that you're allowed. We're just talking about a tircha. We're not talking about digging or doing a malacha. We're just talking about Efer Kira, which is Mukhan. So, it's such a small, the Chachamim allowed you to do the mitzvah in the way it's supposed to be done, because it's a tircha which needs to be done. That's part of the shechting, to be mekayim the mitzvah as well. But if it's a possibility that you could have done it the other day, then we're not going to let you do it today. On the other hand, it says, Gilgal iso me'erev yomtev. If the person needed the dough from before yomtev, and he did not give the challah, he didn't separate challah from the dough. In this case, if he's not going to separate the challah, he's not going to be able to eat the dough. So even though he had a chance to separate the challah from before Yontif, but if he's not going to separate the challah, he's not going to be able to eat it. Mafrish bimena chalosa b'yomtov. He can separate the challah and yontov. Separating challah is not something which one should l'chatchila do on yontov, because we know any time that, like, you give trumas or maisras, that's considered fixing the food because you can't eat it without it. And by you doing it, by you giving the challah, you're actually now making this fit to be eaten. So that's called like fixing the food on Yontif. But in this case, it's permissible. Why? Why is it permissible? Because giving challah on Yontif sometimes, it's done. You take challah on Yontif when you roll the dough on Yontif, then you can take the challah. So therefore, raising challah is not considered a problem on Yontif, even when it was done from before Yontif. Let's do the Rashi. Gilgal is somer of Yontif, mafdish v'menu chalos b'yontif. V'af al gavdit nan l'kamon, even though we learned later on in the Mishnah, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Eilu hay mishum shvus, the following have a shvus and isur midrabbanon, that ein magbiin truma su maestris b'yontif. Truma maestris b'yontif. This challah, v'onamiki truma zdogen domidah. This is similar to truma of the grain, like you give truma, this is challah, very similar. Shahaya Yachal Lafrisha Merav Yamtav, he could have separated Erev Yamtav. So why do we allow him to do so? Afilachi Mafrish, still you can separate. Why? Shaloi Gozru al Trumas Isa. Truma from a dough, the challah, it's not a part of the decree not to do on Yamtav. Sharimuta Lagalgilo bi Yamtav Villa Faisa. Because you're allowed to make a dough on Yom Tov and to make it in order to eat warm bread. So you're allowed to knead it and give challah in order to eat warm bread. So since we can do it on Yom Tov, so challah is not included in the Isser of not being allowed to do on Yom Tov, because you can do it on Yom Tov when you're baking on Yom Tov, even though that you could have done it before Yom Tov. Doesn't have the Gezeira, even though it doesn't have the Gezeira. That's the opinion of Rabbah. Now, Abu Ad Shmuel Omar, Shmuel's father said, his name is called the father of Shmuel. He says, no. Afilu Gilgal Issa Merav Yom Tov, even not only by the bird, but also by the dough. Even if he rolled, he needed the dough from before Yom Tov. Ein mafrish menu chalosu b'Yom Tov, he cannot be mafrish chal b'Yom Tov. Why? Because he says, the lo yitiru lahafrish chalo elo b'iso shen esgalgal b'Yom Tov. They did not permit to separate the chalo only on the dough that was actually needed on Yom Tov. Over there, they let you give challah. There's no such a thing that there's no challah. There's no such thing as not raising challah on Yom Tov. There is. But in a case where you need the bread that day, then you can do it. He should have separated it from before Yom Tov. Kitrumas dogon peiros, just like the truma for the grain and the peiros. Okay. Shmuel doesn't allow it, and the rabbi does allow it. So now the Gemara says, Lema pligi de Shmuel adabua. I'll bring you now a statement that Shmuel said. It seems like he's disagreeing with his father. His father says that you're not allowed to do that. But it seems like Shmuel, the son, disagrees on his father. Chalo that we do in Chutz Loretz is only Medrabonon. Min HaToyre, it's only in Eretz Yisrael. The grain that you have to give Chalo, Reisha, Sir, Yisrechem, Torim, Utrum, Lashem, only applies to Chalo of Eretz Yisrael. But Medrabonon, you have to give Chalo over here too. And therefore, there's a difference. If it's in Eretz Yisrael, you have to separate Chalo before you eat it. But Chalo in outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can eat and leave the challah at the end. So it turns out, this is what Shmuel says. Shmuel says that the challah of Chutz La'aretz, you can eat, and you leave the Trumas challah. The challah, you leave at the end over for the challah. So in that case, it turns out that it didn't really become the person who makes challah on Mav Chal and Yom Tov isn't really doing anything, because he doesn't really need to give the challah then. He can still continue eating. Why is he giving challah then? He doesn't have to give challah then. So Shmuel's father is saying that you're not allowed to take the challah if you could have done it before Yom Tov. Why not? Oh, you're saying he's making something prepared? He doesn't need to make it prepared. He can just go on eating it and leave it to the end. He doesn't need to prepare it. But the Gemara says, at the end of the day, once he does make it challah, it's prohibited to Zorim, even though he didn't have to do it, and that's why you're not allowed to do it. Yes, if you want to eat it to the end, you'll be okay. Let's look inside. So the Gemara, so yeah?
You can take the chafresh and put it aside till after Yom Tov, and eat the bread on Yom Tov.
No. You think what Shmuel said? You're asking. You think what Shmuel said? Or what Abu Dishmuel said?
Abu
Dishmuel said that you cannot, that you cannot separate challah before you eat it. Basically, you can't eat that dough. Or he basically said you can't separate it. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean you can't separate it? We don't even have to separate it. We can do it like Shmuel, like his son.
Who says you could separate it and wait till
it? Let's look inside the Gemara and we'll go it over again. So the Gemara, Lema pligi de Shmuel ad Abu. So shall we say Shmuel disagrees on his father? His father just finished saying, we quoted his father as saying, that you're not allowed to raise challah if you have rolled the dough the day before. You could have done it before. He says you're not allowed to do it. So this seems to go against what Shmuel is disagreeing. Domar Shmuel said, Chalas chutzlaretz, the challah of outside of Eretz Yisrael, Chalas chutzlaretz, the Rashi challah turtil, challah shemerim mimina isa shebechutzlaretz, the challah that we raise from the dough, which is a chutzlaretz, hoyil ve'eino mina toira, since it's not mina toira, k'dekaimelon b'kedushin daflamet vavim reveiz, as the halachas in kedushin, kol mitzvahs hatluyas bepedes hagedelim ba'aretz, all mitzvahs that are hinged on the fruits that grow in the land, in a noigel bar is only applied to Eretz Yisrael. So challah is really only in Eretz Yisrael. But he says, Oichel v'hoylech v'achar kach mafrish. Oichel v'hoylech, meaning, kol hapas, he goes, keeps on eating the whole bread, u'meshayir k'dei challah. He leaves over, he can eat the whole bread, leaves over challah, u'mafrish v'achrein, and in the end you say, this is challah, you separate it at the end. Alma. So it turns out, so what he did before, if he made it challah, didn't need to do it. It's an unnecessary separation. So it's not really, so you didn't have to separate it. So why does his father, Abu Dishmuel, not let you separate it? You're doing nothing. You don't need to do it. You can just eat it and dig it lit. By mafrish b'yomtev, einei k'mesakin. You, by separating yomtev, you're not fixing the litzar, so that it'll be osur. You're fixing. You're not fixing anything by giving. Why? Because you can eat. Kishar hagbo the truma the gozu warabona. It's not like all the others raising, which the chachamim say you don't do on yomtev, because it appears like you are fixing it. So therefore, you're not doing anything. So why does Abu Dishmuel prohibit you to give the to separate it? You're not doing anything by separating it because you don't need to separate it now. You can keep on eating anyways. Amar Rava, but Rava says no. Milo Moide Shmuel. Does Shmuel not agree? What happens if he did separate? Okay? And he says this is challah. Is it permissible to eat for not kanim? No, you're not going to say, well, it's the end is going to be. Mila made Shmuel zokt Rashi, afal pish ein tzorich lafrisha. Even though he doesn't need to separate it, he will agree. Im kor ala Hashem. If he calls it, he says this is chalo. Shem chalo, shechalo leho, shem chalo vasura lezorim. So then the name chalo applies to it, and it becomes prohibited to non kohanim. You can't eat it. Even though you're saying he didn't have to, but his raising it made it in the challah. Almo shem truma olah. So we see it's called truma. The isa bechlal e magbin trumas maisris biyomtev. And that's included when we say you can't raise trumas maisris biyomtev, even though he's not fixing anything by doing that because he could have eaten it later. She korola shem shasur lezorim, if he calls their name sur lezorim. And that's why Abu Hadishmul says that you're not allowed to give them, because if you did give, you would actually be helping this. Earth.